Welcome.
Welcome back to a new episode of 413 Spin Fit. As always, if you are a new listener, welcome in for the first time. If you're a continued listener, as always, thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Continue to share. We're getting oh so close to having over 1,500 listeners total amongst all between all of my episodes over the past couple of years. It'd be an amazing an accomplishment to see that happen. Just remember, whatever platform you're listening on, to tap that bell, click that bell, subscribe, and when new episodes are loaded, you'll get notified. This episode is going to be like a two-parter, okay? I know y'all have heard me talk in the past episodes about having a desire to have a special guest. Well, it's going to happen on episode 7, okay? Episode 7 will be a follow-up to this episode, episode 6, okay? And I want to talk about a couple of topics. In episode 6, that I kind of polled Instagram, and I got a response from someone who suggested that I talk about the need for having a plan and having a coach in terms of your fitness journey, your health journey, whatever that looks like, whether it be weight loss, whether it be just overall health, okay? Whether it be maybe a desire to compete in bodybuilding, okay? But we're going to talk about the need to have a plan and a coach, okay? Now, this episode is going to be from my perspective as someone who has overcome so much in terms of my health and wellness, okay? You've listened to my episodes. You know my past. Type 2 diabetes, pulmonary embolism, weighed 500 pounds at one point in time. So I'm not going to rehash any of that, okay? But what I want to talk about is the need to have a plan and the need to have a coach, someone to work with you, okay? Let's first of all start off by having this plan, okay? And let me back up just a minute. I mentioned having a special guest. I will give you more information on that at the end of this episode, okay? Let's talk about a plan for just a minute. I want you guys to think about something. Think about, pick your favorite sport, your favorite sporting event. For me, it's football. Imagine a football team. Could be a basketball team, could be a baseball team, but in my case, it's football. Imagine, if you will, a football team going into a game, going into a season without a game plan. Think about that for just a minute. What is every football team's goal? Ultimate goal is to win a championship. Okay? Now, to win that championship, you have to have a plan. You have to have a plan for each game, because each game, the game plan is going to be different based on the opponent that you are facing, okay? And things that I've learned just with some of the lingo with football, when it comes to having a plan, more times than not, the first several plays of a game are scripted out on a play sheet. So the offense knows they're going to run this play, and this play for the first few plays, maybe the first couple of series. Kind of get a feel of the game. And as the game flow goes, maybe they change that up again. They go with what's working. They back off on what's not working. Okay? That's part of the plan. Okay? Okay, the coaches wouldn't know what plays to call. The players would be lost and confused. Now, I want to put that into the perspective of a weight loss journey, okay? I want to talk about my part of my journey before I truly started losing weight and getting healthy, okay? My part of my journey at that point was this. I would go to the gym. I would work out. I would be confused because I wasn't seeing results. I would be lost because I wasn't seeing results. I didn't know the gym. I didn't know how certain things work. Seth would be on a football field if a football team had no plan. They would be lost. They would be confused. They wouldn't know what to do. Okay? With a weight loss journey, you have to have a plan. What does that plan look like? In order to have a successful journey on the weight loss, in order to have a successful weight loss journey and live that healthy life, the plan should look like this. Starts with four things, okay? We're going to talk about these four things. First and foremost is nutrition. I don't care what anybody says. Exercise is important. Don't get me wrong. Nutrition is more important because you cannot outwork a bad diet. I'm going to say that again. You cannot outwork a bad diet. It doesn't matter how many days you go to the gym a week. If you're eating junk, you're not going to get the results. So don't waste your money on a gym membership or a trainer. Nutrition is important. Okay? How does that look planning out your nutrition? First and foremost, plan out your meals for the week, meal prep. I know to some, that may seem boring, eating the same thing 5 or 6 days in a row. But there's a way you can make it work where it's not boring. That's for another episode. Have your daily supplements in order for each day of the week. And when I say daily supplements, I'm not talking about pre-workouts necessarily, okay? I'm not talking about proteins necessarily. I'm talking about your daily vitamins, okay? For me, I take daily vitamins. My daily vitamins are DNA based. Okay. You've heard me talk in the past about ID Life and about how their cornerstone is DNA nutrition. And what does that look like? That means I take a DNA test. I take a health assessment, the data from the DNA test and the information from the health assessment. I get it back. I get a 45 page report. And this is what it shows that I need the most in terms of my daily vitamins. That's what I mean by supplements, okay? I line those out. The cool thing about my daily vitamins, they're easy to plan out daily because you've got two packs a day. One you take in the morning, one you take at night. And those are not one size fits all. Again, those are based on my DNA and my health assessment. So those are some things to think about in terms of planning out your nutrition. What about hydration? You're like, drinking water, how can you plan that out? Well, simple. Set a goal every day to drink X amount of water by a certain time of the day. Reset that goal and say, okay, I'm going to drink another same amount of water by a certain time of the day. You'll meet your goal. Get you a bottle or get you a milk jug or a water jug and mark off. I've had this amount of water at 9 a.m., this amount of water at 10, so on and so forth, until you've emptied that jug, then refill the jug. Okay, refill the gallon jug. How about exercise? Plan your week out. Okay, so I mentioned my special guest. Again, I'm going to give you more information about that soon. Have an app that you can use where your exercises, your workout plan is scheduled for the days that you go to the gym. Okay? Mine looks like this. Mondays, leg day. Tuesdays are biceps and back. Wednesdays, another leg day. Different variations, but another leg day. Thursdays, rest, but I do cardio. Fridays, today, for me, I do shoulders, I do chest, I do triceps. And then my fifth day is optional, which I'm probably going to stick with this fifth day for a while, is abs and cardio. I need to improve my cardio. It's pretty simple. If you have the right things in place, you can plan out your exercise. And then finally, rest. Schedule your rest time. You need to rest. You need to have days where you can sit back, you can kick back, you can relax. You're not overdoing your muscles. You're giving your muscles a chance to rest, okay? Because you break down those fiber muscles when you lift. and they have to be able to recover. If you're not giving yourself a chance to recover, then it's not going to be effective. Okay. And then the other part to this is having a coach, having someone to work with you to help you meet those goals. One thing I've learned on my journey is I haven't been able to do it by myself. Okay. I've had to have someone there encouraging me, someone pushing me. My faith in God has been important in my journey. Okay. I've never really had a personal trainer or a coach coaching me until recently. Okay. I'm at a new gym now, closer to home. And the cool thing about the gym I'm at, the gym I was going to, Work Harder Gym in Little Rock, is really similar in terms of the atmosphere. Okay. People are always encouraging you. There's always going to be someone who's going to come up to you and say, you're doing an awesome job. I'm cheering for you. You know, good luck. Best of success. Okay. And I love that about both of those gyms. I just had to find someplace closer to home that was really similar to what I experienced at Work Harder. And that's what I did. So now I'm at Iron Muscle and Fitness in Benton. And so having a coach, you need someone who's going to be able to help you plan out and lay out what you best can do to meet your goals. Okay. I've had someone working with me on nutrition for a while. This last week, I decided to go with a trainer that works, that does pretty much online training, but you know, she does some stuff in person in the gym. She's helped me lay out a plan. Okay. So I've got a goal I want to meet, and I've got this goal that I've been talking about for a while. I'm not prepared to tell everybody what the goal is. Okay. Cause I want to get to a point where I can comfortably say that I'm going to accomplish this goal in a certain amount of time. That will come. Okay. Like I said, I'll explain that goal to you guys more as we go further along down the road. But so I've got this coach, trainer. Her name is Brooke Watson. She will be on the next episode 7. Plan is to record episode next week and be able to have it loaded up by next weekend, hopefully. But I'm going to have her come on and talk about her perspective as a coach, as a trainer, kind of a client trainer relationship, so to speak, about the need to plan your journey, to plan your fitness journey out, to have a coach who can be there to encourage you, to offer support to you, and to help correct you when you make mistakes or when your form is not right. Okay. And I'm looking forward to having her on. Okay. She's an amazing, amazing, she has an amazing story. You can follow her on Instagram. And I think on Facebook too, but for sure on Instagram. Her Instagram has a lot of content on there, pertaining to her journey. Again, it's Brooke Watson. And I can't remember quite what her Instagram handle is. I think it's like brooke.lifts. It's brooke.lifts, I think. But anyway, Brooke will be on next week on episode 7, doing a follow-up on this subject. And I'm going to have her share her perspective on the whole notion of having a plan for your fitness journey. I'm going to stop here. I'm going to end the episode here. You guys, as always, thank you for listening to 413 Spin Fit. And remember, whatever platform you're listening to, whether it's Spotify, whether it's Apple Podcasts, whether it's Google Podcasts, there are a bunch of other podcast platforms out there. Press that bell, subscribe to my episode or to my podcast so you can get notified when new content drops. You guys, as always, thank you for listening. Be blessed. Have a great weekend. Come on!
Welcome.